Hi, I'm food and entertainment journalist Al Mancini, the creator of the weekly Food and Loathing podcast, an irreverent journey behind the scenes of the dynamic Las Vegas restaurant and bar scene. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Olive oil is a subject of great mystery. There are olives that are produced in the United States and all over Europe. A lot of misnomers about tasting and appreciating olive oil. And I'm happy to say over the last couple of years, I have been introduced to the Spanish-based firm Garcia de la Cruz. They've only been around for about five generations of family ownership, over 150 years. And fortunately, they have a representative, Michael McCowan, based right here in Portland, who represents them in the USA. And I've had a chance to get to know Michael a little bit over the last couple of years because annually, a contingent from Spain, Michael travels the least from Portland down to the Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim. They exhibit. And Michael really knows a lot about olive oil and why Spanish olive oil is particularly special. And I did want to get him on the show to talk about that. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Michael McCowan, the director for the USA, sales director for Garcia de la Cruz. Again, a company that is still in the same family five generations later. Michael, how did an Irishman come to represent Spanish olive oil? Wow.
Hi, Andy, and welcome, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. That's a great question and an interesting story. There's two brothers now that that run the company. One has moved his family here from Spain to the U.S. in order to establish the market. As we know, it's tough to crack the U.S. market.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So We were at a Spanish consulate in New York City, and we were asking them about products that needed maybe some help in getting into the U.S. market, and we were introduced to this wonderful family, and we've become fast friends as well as business colleagues now in the U.S. So it was a chance meeting. We literally met over dinner one night and just hit it off immediately. And he asked me and my partner to join in helping him establish the market in the U.S. And the rest is history, so to speak.
Well, and it is, Michael, and it's good history. Now, backing up a little bit, Garcia de la Cruz is very well known in Europe and in Spain. But as you say, you had to inaugurate the USA market, which is pretty tough because there are a lot of imported and domestic olive oils that are available. And, you know better than me, to get shelf space at an outfit like Whole Foods, where you are, that's not easy doing. So what year did Garcia de la Cruz, with you, embark on that great adventure, as you say, of cracking the USA market?
Yeah, it happened in late 2018, and we were very fortunate. Two things happen. One is we have a really, really unique bottle design, a sleeve bottle that shows off the Mediterranean tile designs that you see all over Europe when you travel there, and in particular in the Mediterranean. So it's a beautiful bottle. We got kudos all the time for our oh, we love your packaging. We love your packaging. We love your packaging. For show after show, we heard this. And finally, we started here, I love your oil. I love your oil. I love your oil, which is a lot better of a statement. But we do have a beautiful packaging. And Whole Foods saw this and saw the opportunity to educate their customer base on different oils and brought us in. So we were very fortunate. And we've been with them for 5 years now. So it's been a really nice partnership.
And in addition, Michael, to your various styles of olive oil, which are available, of course, at Whole Foods, they're also available via Amazon, and they're also available via your own website. The product line has expanded, and I do believe Whole Foods also carries your jarred olives, stuffed olives. Am I correct about that?
That's correct. We brought in several of them for them to try, and they chose three that they put on their shelves about 1 year ago now. So it's been a really, really good addition to the line and helps broaden the appeal of the brand, obviously.
Absolutely. Now, Michael, you're a very hands-on guy, and at the Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim, 2 months ago, you were actually the principal person that was in your booth. And we've tried to educate our listeners, Michael, in the past, just the vast size that the Natural Products Expo West is. But probably the best definer of that is it fills up every square inch of the Anaheim Convention Center. Their old arena, all the exhibit spaces, the two floors of the expansion, and it even extends out into some of the patio areas and some of the adjacent hotels. What sort of reaction do you get to your product when you're at the booth for those 3 days? And I mean, that's kind of exhausting. Initially, of course, it must have just been brand awareness. But I assume now people that know anything about olive oil, Garcia de la Cruz is a name that's familiar to them. Am I right about that?
That's correct, and we obviously always have more traction to get and achieve, and you never achieve full across the board. So we're always trying to get new clients. We're always trying to educate the market, and we're not the only ones. Everybody that works in olive oil that has pride that they do with the way they produce and grow olives and produce olive oil has a responsibility to the market to educate the users on, just how valuable this product is, how healthy it is, and how good it is for you, and how it helps to flavor food. So,
great to cook with.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said great to cook with.
Oh, absolutely. And, this, you talked about myths earlier. One of the great myths of olive oil is that, oh, it has a low smoke point. But that's just not true. It's the absolutely healthiest oil to cook with. And even if it does achieve the smoke point, the only thing you lose is a little bit of the healthy properties. You don't lose any of the flavor.
Absolutely. Just to kind of define terms, Michael, which is kind of important, what is the difference between an extra virgin olive oil and just a regular olive oil?
Great question. And there's various grades of olive oil, and EVO is the highest grade, so it's extra virgin olive oil. It requires a profile of ingredients that it has in it it's standardized by the International Olive Council and the North American Olive Oil Association, among others. So there's a standard that has to be met for that particular high grade of oil. And then others are less, less stringent in terms of what they require. And typically, it's earlier in the harvest that the EVOs are done, but not always. So sometimes in the later harvest, the oil is a little less fruity, if you will.
Yes. An interesting fact about Garcia de la Cruz, Michael, in terms of the history of your company, is, a lot of us sort of feel that the culture of Spain. It's very machismo. And in the 150-year history of Garcia de la Cruz, I think the first three generations of the family, founding family, these were all matriarchal. It was, you know, women that really established this company and got it going. Am I pretty close to being accurate there? Because that's kind of astonishing.
You're absolutely accurate, yes. The first three generations were run by women when, in Spain, as you know, it's machismo, as you say, they weren't even able to have a bank account or drive a car. And even to this day, we're very loyal to that history. I think over 65% of the people in the company are women today even. So, we appreciate the past, and we glorify the past very much in terms of honoring those women that got this company started and continued to keep it going, even during the Spanish Civil War. So,
Michael, an incredibly rich history. Now, before we go out to our top of the hour break and pick up on the conversation on the other side, where exactly in Spain are the olive oil fields that service Garcia de la Cruz? And, of course, these are all still family-owned.
Yeah, we own a lot of the groves in the area that we're doing. It's called Montes de Toledo, and it's very close to the city of Toledo and not too far from the city of Madrid. So if you triangulate south of there, that's where we are. If you have any literary fans out there, we're in the shadow of the Don Quixote windmills.
I thought that's what you were going to say. That is a wonderful place to leave it, Michael, for now. We are talking with Michael McCowan, who is the Portland, USA-based sales director for Garcia de la Cruz Olive Oil in Spain. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.